Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our show. Today I have the awesome privilege to have Jennifer on with us this morning. She's going to talk to us about how to control the clutter. Are you overwhelmed by the stuff in your life? Oh, my goodness. This is for me, Jennifer. Good morning and welcome to our show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm so privileged to be on your platform. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. So let the listening audience know, when did you start this awesome business of yours?
So, in fact, I just celebrated my one-year anniversary. I started in January of 2020.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yes, Organized by Gen D is 1 year old.
Wow. Wow. And so I'm seeing here in your bio, you offer services by helping customers clear the clutter in their life, creating time and space for the things that they find meaningful. So mm-hmm. I'm a guilty one. I'm guilty. If my if my office is not organized, Jen, I feel out of place. I feel mm-hmm. out of place. Mm-hmm. So why mm-hmm. did you want to open up this type of business?
But first of all, I truly feel like my entire purpose is to help others. In particular, to help them understand the personal wellness benefits of sound self-care practices. And I believe that self-care is about living life by our own design, right? Doing the things that we, right. like I said, find meaningful. That's what I believe is like the true foundation to self-care. But sometimes living and working in a cluttered environment can really get in the way of us achieving that, right? And I've found that once mm-hmm. individuals clear their clutter, and they organize their homes and their work environment, they generally find that they have more clarity, they're more productive, they're more efficient, they're happier, and ultimately they have literally the more space and time for the things and people that they love.
That is so true. That is so true. Because mm-hmm. I cannot function in clutter. You know, my office, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I'm working 2-3 different projects at a time. I need to have organization mm-hmm. in that, you know, and if I don't know how to, it really stresses me out. It really does. It really does stress yeah. me out. So yeah. what type of services do you offer?
Well, so I offer on-site professional organizing services for either residential or small business clients. Recently, I added virtual organizing, and this is a service that's ideal for, we can do it like over the computer. It's ideal for any individual who wants to get organized. They're physically able to do the work, but they just don't know how to start. Or they know how to start, but they can't maintain the momentum. So what I do is I serve as an individual to help them clarify a pathway and to also serve as their accountability partner. So with my services, wow. they all include, we start with a needs assessment where we will meet and I will work with you to understand, first of all, you, the frustrations that you've been experiencing and any desires that you have for your space. And then after that, I will work with you to declutter, to identify the purpose for every space. I believe that once we have these spaces in our homes, once we're able to identify its purpose, like say, this is my office where I produce and I do projects. This is my living room where I relax and I spend time with my family. Once we define the purpose for spaces, we are then able to kind of identify the things that need to be in those spaces. So what I do is I work with you, I declutter, I help you declutter, I help you identify the purpose for every space, and then I help you establish efficient systems. Ultimately, once you're done working with me, you'll end up with beautiful spaces filled with only the things you use and love and efficient ways to keep and access them.
Wow, that is the hardest thing, let me tell you. I'm not a pack rat, okay? But the hardest thing for me, Jennifer, is to, oh, I need that there. Do you really need that? When was the last time you used that? Okay, oh, 6 months ago and you still need that there, you know? So having that accountability partner is crucial in this, because if I decide, not if, but I'm going, we're going to meet, Jennifer. When you come over and we go over this and you basically set me up to be effective, I need that accountability in my life. I need you to call and check up and say, okay, Ray, let's see what your office look like. Send me a snapshot. You know, that is, and I'm also thinking about it for my daughter as well. If I need the help, me personally need the help in getting organized, I can't teach my daughter how to be organized, you know? So I do believe that sometimes we have to get that help, the help that we need to move forward, to be effective, you know?
Yeah.
Are there situations where you walk into a home and you just shake your head like, how in the world do people live in this environment? You know, because I'm just saying, some people, like I had a client, you know, working in the financial industry before COVID, of course, we would go to their homes to help them with their situations of finances. And I walked into this one particular house, Jennifer, and I was like, I couldn't even function on what I was going to talk to her about, because I'm looking around like, what in the world? But she is fine. She's okay. She don't see any problems in that. Have you ever come across clients like that?
Well, so I've seen a lot, right? But I work with no judgment because things happen and there's always a story behind the clutter. So what I do is I work with you to help uncover the stories behind all the clutter, right? And then to help clarify, like you were saying, that you look at something and you're like, should I keep this? Should I not keep it? I have strategies. I have like specific questions and strategies that we go through to kind of help you determine what to keep, what to toss, what to donate, what to re-gift. So, yeah, I work with a no-judgment mentality because I know beyond all the appearance of the mess, beyond all the clutter is a person, right? And there's something. It could be something, a tragedy. It could be anything, motivation. It could be anything. So many things could have happened to get them to this point. So, yeah, so I approach it with as much clarity as I can, and I try to be very mindful about tabling any judgment so I could see the person for who they are.
I'm so glad to hear that, because sometimes, you know, people think, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm not going to invite them to come over. They will be judgmental. And I'm so glad to hear that, you know, because, you know, for us to get healing, we have to first admit, you know. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So how has COVID affected your business? I'm sorry.
No, I want to just kind of add, if I must share, okay, so organizing, let's say, is my superpower. Let's just say that. But there are things that I personally struggle with, too. I'm not perfect. It's just that this, I believe in God, and I believe God gave me the insight to organize spaces. One of my clients the other day, she called it spatial intelligence. And I accept that. But there are other areas in my life that I struggle in, like my weight. I don't exercise as much. So when I see your videos, I'm inspired by you, you know? So we all have we all have things that we struggle with, but it's just identifying those things and knowing when to ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help.
Right, right. So. It's a strength and weaknesses, you know? Where I'm weak, you're strong. Where you're strong and weak, we work together.
Exactly.
That's good.
For sure.
So, have you ever seen the show Tiny Homes?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I get so inspired, you know, because I have so much space. And when I'm like, oh, I'm running out of, you know, I can't. My son, he has an eye for art. He has an eye for decor. He's the one that reorganized our home. Whenever he comes down, he's reorganizing something. And I'm like, wow, I never thought of doing that. I never thought of doing this. So mm-hmm. I'm open to new ideas. So mm-hmm. I would say, or would you say that part of making the transition a lot easier is for the person to have an open mind and to feel that level of trust?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I believe that everything begins with truth, and with truth, there's that trust component. So that's kind of where we would need to start. And do a needs assessment. If I identify that the clients aren't ready, they're not ready to release that trust issue, then we kind of pause. We wouldn't move forward. We move forward right. When the client's ready. Yeah. So yeah.
Good. So I know you've been, this baby of yours has been birthed, is 1 year old right now. What are the biggest challenges that you had to overcome thus far?
Well, so like I mentioned, I started in January, right? And you know what happened early spring. We went full swing into this pandemic, and then we went into the lockdown. So for the first 7 months, and I feel so passionate about what I do, I was determined to not give up. So for the first 7 months of the business, I had to tap into my personal savings until I booked my first client mm-hmm. in July. And to compound that, I was also dealing with personal health issues. So to mm-hmm. say it was challenging would be an understatement. But,
wow.
You know, I heard this one time, when you find your passion, you don't need that an alarm clock. And no matter
right.
how I felt, no matter what, I would get up every morning, and after obviously giving thanks and talk to my family, I would be all things organized by Gen D. So I knew that this was a mission. I knew that this was something that I had to do. So although it was challenging, although it took me 7 months, Ray, 7 months to book my first client, mm-hmm. I persevered. So
wow.
Thank goodness, since booking my first client, it's been relatively stable. But mm-hmm. the first 7 months, and I every day, and I was like, "Hun," I was talking to my husband. I was like, "I've never, I've been a nurse. I've done so many different things, and I've loved everything that I've done, right? But mm-hmm. this is my alarm clock. I wake up every morning at 5 o'clock, and I'm ready to do all things organized by Gen D. So, I've had challenges.
Wow.
I've had challenges, and I sit with them, and I feel them, and I go through the challenges. But on the other end of it, I feel like through like the lotus flower, through the mud, I feel like I finally sit here. I don't want to state my age. I sit here at my age where I feel like, I found my mission. I found my purpose. So
yes, and I hear so much passion, you know, and like you said, your business wakes you up. It's passion.
Mm-hmm.
Passion don't look
mm-hmm.
at clocking in and clocking out. And that's a lot of times people don't understand, you know, with me and my business, you know, Ray, you just keep going and going and going. Don't you ever get tired? Well, if you have passion, if you're passionate about what you're doing, it's not a job. It's ministry. It's helping.
Mm-hmm.
It's serving, you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Wow. So passion will drive you. It will push you. When you feel like not getting up, when you feel like not doing, you're like, hey. It allows you to dig deep down inside, you know, and say, hey,
mm-hmm.
what am I really doing this for? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I hear a lot of passion, you know, in your voice,
mm-hmm.
in how you express your business. It's your baby, right? So where do you see
yeah,
your baby
sure.
in 5 years? Where
so
do you see yourself
in five years?
Yeah,
so,
5 year old.
I know, right? My 5-year-old organized by Gen D. So I just started with the virtual organizing. So right now I'm connected with people in like Africa, like all over. So I see organized by Gen D offering virtual services internationally and just kind of spreading the word that getting organized is self-care. So we've, you know, there's been a lot of conversation surrounding the whole idea of self-care. But to me, you can do all the massages and all the essential oils and all the candles, and all those things are absolutely beautiful. They're great. Matter of fact, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
indulge in some of those from your daughter's company, right? Those things
mm-hmm.
are great. Those
mm-hmm.
things are essential. But for the long
right.
term, we have to look at our environment and our spaces. And our homes should be our retreats. because we can't control what happens in the street. We can't control. But once we pull up in our driveway and we get into our homes and we close that door, that needs to be the space that we say, ah, this is my retreat. So 5 years from now, I hope to see that I'm able to serve as many clients as possible, even clients internationally. I also want to get into to speaking, like to having wellness programs for some of the corporations. You know, they offer wellness programs for physical fitness and diet. And so I just want to introduce organizing as a wellness activity as well. So
that is brilliant. That is brilliant. And while you were speaking, you know, I'm thinking I need to bring her in as a speaker. I need, because, you know, I have so many irons in the fire. I'm thinking, okay, I need to be organizing that and all what I have going on in my brain. I need that organized, you know. So, but self-care is so important, and you just hit the nail on the head. You know, we find, especially us women, we take care of everybody, everything, everyone. But when it comes down to taking care of ourselves, to take care of our mental state of mind, taking care of our you know, physical state of mind, it's like we're last. You know, and whenever I fly, so, you know, I look at the flight attendant, and they're giving directions in case cabin, we have a problem with cabin pressure. Make sure you take the mask and put it on first before you assist your children. But a lot of people will try to help out their kids and everybody around them, and then they pass out. You know, they pass out.
Exactly. Exactly. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is not selfish. It's actually a very loving act.
Exactly. Because if I am not well, the whole household is not well. Okay. If mommy is unhappy, the whole household is unhappy. So
that's for sure.
I yes. Well, I just so appreciate you and what you do, and I'm definitely gonna book my appointment with you, honey, before you get too busy. Where you're global now, you don't have time for Ray.
Oh, you know, I'm always have time for you.
You know, yeah, we go way back, island sister.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We go like what? Yes. My grandmother remembered seeing you going to, in high school, when you would go, you would be in your National Guard uniform, and she would always admire you.
What? Oh,
yes,
my goodness. That's way back then, girl. Tell her my age.
Yes,
tell her my age. And you know the sugar cane that your husband gave me? It's still grown, girl. The sugar cane is still grown in my yard.
We might have
thank you
slip,
so much,
you know,
Jen.
We moved, so.
Huh?
All right. Thank you. No,
yes.
Jenna, we
you
want to
get a transplant?
A sugar cane. Yes.
Come by anytime. You know, us island folks, our yard, it looks like back home. We got all kinds of stuff in the yard. But thank you so much for, you know, coming on and teaching us about, you know, what you do. So how do people get a hold of you? How do they connect with you?
Okay, so I am on Instagram and Facebook at Organized by Jen D. My website is on its way. Matter of fact, it should be live within a month or so. And the address is organizedbyjend.com. In the meantime, if you go to my website, you will see that there are features set up to allow visitors to schedule a complimentary consultation. So I do complimentary consultations. We'll meet for 30 minutes, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Everyone out there listening, contact Jen D. Organize your life. You need it. We all do. Thank you so much, Jen. You have a wonderful weekend,
this
okay?
So much fun. All right, you did the same.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
Definitely get you back on.
All right. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You. Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com. God bless.